Chapter 9. The Mutiny. It was early morning on the 28th of April, 1789. Captain Bligh was asleep in his cabin. Suddenly, Fletcher Christian and George came into the cabin. They had guns and swords with them.
"What is it?"
shouted Captain Bligh.
"What's wrong?"
"This is a mutiny,"
Fletcher told him.
"I'm the captain now."
"How can you do this, Mr. Christian?"
Captain Bligh asked in great surprise.
"We're officers in the Navy."
"It's too late, Captain Bligh,"
Christian replied.
"I can't stand your cruelty any more, and neither can the men."
Christian and George tied the captain's hands behind his back. Then they took him onto the deck. There were other sailors there, and they had guns and swords as well.
"What can we do with Captain Bligh?"
a sailor asked.
"We can kill him,"
George said.
"I have a wife and four children at home, Mr. Christian,"
Captain Bligh said quietly.
"Are you going to kill me?"
"No,"
Fletcher replied.
"I don't want to kill you, Captain."
He thought for a moment.
"We can give you one of the ship's boats,"
he decided. George laughed.
"We're in the middle of the sea,"
he said.
"No one can survive in a small boat. It's too dangerous."
He looked at Captain Bligh and smiled cruelly.
"You're going to die out there, Captain,"
he told him.
"You're going to die out there, all alone."
"What do you want to do?"
Fletcher Christian asked the sailors.
"How many of you want to go with Captain Bligh in the small boat?"
18 sailors came forward.
We do, sir,
they told Captain Bligh.
We're not mutineers.
Tom looked at Fletcher Christian and the mutineers. Then he looked at Captain Bligh. He thought for a moment. Then he stepped forward.
"I'm going with the captain too,"
he told Fletcher Christian.
"You?"
said Christian.
"But it's dangerous, Tom. Stay with us. You're my friend."
"No, Fletcher,"
Tom replied.
"I must obey my captain."
Soon the small boat was ready to leave. Captain Bligh, Tom and the 18 sailors got into it. They had a little water and food with them, and Captain Bligh carried his sextant with him. Captain Bligh sat at the back of the boat. He looked at Tom and the sailors. He was serious, but very calm.
"Raise the sail,"
he told the sailors. The boat sailed away from the Bounty.
"And now, Mr. Barnes,"
Captain Bligh said with a smile,
"some navigation."
Bligh took out his sextant and looked at the sun. Then he made some calculations.
"We're a long way from land,"
he told the men in the boat.
"We don't have much food or water, but we can survive. I promise you, we can survive. Discipline, men. Discipline."
Captain Bligh took the boat to some small islands. They bought some food and water from the people there. After that, they were ready to begin their journey.